Welcome to Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of the book Specialty Shop Retailing, How to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at info@orangetreeimports.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from the Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here is your host, Carol Schroeder.
Welcome to the debut of Specialty Shop Retailing, which is the first podcast exclusively for independent shopkeepers and other small business owners. Whether you are new to retailing or an experienced store owner, it's my hope that you will find that these short programs of retailing news and practical advice will make your business more successful and your life more fulfilling. My husband Dean and I have owned a gift and gourmet shop on Monroe Street in Madison, Wisconsin for over 30 years, and I'm eager to share with you what we've learned through our own experience as well as by networking with retailers around the country. Today's program is on the topic of empowering employees. No one survives for long in retail working all alone. You need staff members so that you can take time off, go to trade shows, and share activities with your family. It's a challenge to hire and retain good employees today because retailing traditionally offers relatively low wages and few benefits. And with the current emphasis on customer service, just think how important it is to have good employees. They are the face of your business to your customers. Surveys of employees have asked whether salary is the most important factor in job satisfaction, and you may be surprised to learn often it is not. Meaningful work ranks highest in most cases. So while it's important to pay on the higher end of what retailers around you are paying, you can attract good workers by offering a pleasant work environment. Who wouldn't rather be working in your shop than asking, "Do you want fries with that?" And you can try to tailor all the jobs you offer so that everyone feels that their work makes a difference. Many years ago, we heard a talk by the late Gar Stock, professor at the University of Wisconsin Center for Cooperatives, on the subject of participative management. He maintained that by giving employees control over their work, even to the point of setting their own salaries, the business would achieve higher employee retention and performance. We embraced his theories, minus the part about letting everyone set their own pay rate, and have found them a key element in the success of our business. Our store looks better and functions better than it would without our staff's input. And I'm happy to say we have employees who have been with us 15, 20, and even 25 years. One of the key elements of participative management begins with the hiring process. After screening candidates to see whose experience and availability matches our needs, we invite the final candidates to come for a staff interview. This volunteer committee of employees, fortified by coffee and bagels, meets the candidates one at a time for about 10 to 15 minutes, then votes on who to hire. We do check references after the hiring decision has been made, so occasionally we've had to move on to the staff's second choice if the first choice gets negative recommendations from former employers. Almost all of our employees have been hired this way, including our management team. The staff has a vested interest in the success of the new hire if they've helped with the selection. Another highlight of participative management for us is the fact that everyone on our staff, even our bookkeepers, is in charge of a department in the store. They do the displays, restock the area, and advise in buying decisions. Some of the staff members have even gone on to do all the buying for their areas. We learned early on that giving someone responsibility for an area means just that. You can't constantly second-guess their choices or redo their displays. We make mistakes, they make mistakes. We're all human. But it's wonderful to see how enthused our employees get about their own areas and the pride that they take in their work. One feature of this democratic relationship between the boss and the employees that some business owners have trouble with is the concept of open book management, which means giving staff members access to financial records. Businesses are afraid that private information will leak out, perhaps to competitors. But you'd never expect a sports team to be motivated to play harder without expecting them to want to know the score. Similarly, the employees of a business need to know how things are going on the financial side in order to be motivated to help the business do better. At the very least, share your sales figures with your staff. Make a year-to-year comparison chart of the day-by-day sales, adjusting for the day of the week so that the first Sunday of December this year lines up with the first Sunday of December last year. And make it a game to try and beat last year's figures. 1 month we offered coupons for frozen custard every day to the staff that worked on days that beat the previous year's sales. If you're able to track your sales by department, that will give the employees good feedback on how their individual part of the store is doing. We don't offer a bonus based on department performance, however, because we realize that there are merchandise trends and inventory issues that also affect these sales figures. We do believe in sharing our success with the entire staff, so we offer a bonus of 10% of any increase over the sales of the same quarter the previous year, adjusting for holidays such as Easter that can shift from one quarter to the next. This bonus is divided to the staff based on their share of the total payroll for that quarter and is only given to employees who are still working at the end of that quarter. If you don't have an employee handbook, get together some of your staff members to work on the project. It won't go as quickly as writing it on your own, but the opportunity to participate in decision-making will make everyone more likely to comply with the policies. You will also have the benefit of different perspectives. We could never have set a facial piercing policy without the input of our younger employees. And in case you're curious, only a small stud in the side of the nose is allowed for those waiting on customers. Another way to help your employees feel involved is to consult them on changes such as store layout, promotions, and window displays. Although we have a display coordinator who does many of our windows, everyone is invited to do a window display and earn a small bonus by doing so. We have a sign by the main window giving credit to the employees who have designed and completed that month's display. There is one drawback to participative management, however. Although the business may seem very open and democratic, there are occasionally personnel decisions that must be made in private. Some years ago, we had to fire an employee for unacceptable behavior. She was free to tell her side of the story to anyone who would listen. However, we had to remain silent for ethical and legal reasons. It was a very difficult time. In fact, one of the few times that I haven't looked forward to going to the store in the morning. Most of the time, however, I love going to work, and our employees seem to enjoy it as well. We make a great team, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And now, as promised, we're going to read a short bit from the Nonsense Files, two big notebooks full of silly and strange products offered to us over the 30 years that we've been in the gift business. Today's item comes from the Turd Collection from Woodstock Valley, Connecticut, and their ad reads, "Made from what? Incredible but true. Our farm critters very willingly supply all the raw materials to bring a bit of real country to you. After harvesting and using a special preservative to assure you of no stink, our craftsmen handcraft each of our 22 different items to give you an original objet d'art. Send for a free catalog of many different boxed collectibles, plop clocks, and doo-doo digitals." Well, that's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. Please feel free to email me at info@orangetreeimports.com with suggestions for future podcasts. And until next time, happy retailing.